We're here at Common with Agri Energy, and this is a special year. We've come here many years to celebrate National Ag Week and National Farm Safety Week, but Mick Henderson, General Manager, Mick, this is a special year for you guys.
It's a real special year. I see Becky taking a picture of our 20-year-ago grand opening photo that we got on the wall, had it on the wall, I guess, for 20 years, and we're talking about we should take another picture. So one day in the next few weeks, Tammy will organize this. She's the number one organizer. And we'll make a picture, kind of an update. We have 8 of us still here from that original group. And then there are 2 that came back. We're really good at bringing people back here. Once they've left and seen what's greener on the other side of the fence, they come back. We got 2 that came back. So in total, we've got 10 that were here for the original start.
I think it's pretty exciting. And Tammy's one of the originals, right?
Yes, she is. She was actually the first person I interviewed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I wanted my CFO at the time, my accountant, Chad Hancock, to be part of the hiring, and so I hired him first, and she's never let me live it down.
Oh, really? Oh, no way. So I asked her, was she good for another 20? She said she wasn't sure if she was going to do another 20 or not.
I think they're all kind of waiting for me to go first. I think that's the point being. I think, I'm not sure, but I might be the oldest guy here now. Is that true? That's kind of a sad fact. But I didn't feel like the oldest 20 years ago.
That's scary, isn't it, to be the oldest guy around?
Yeah, no, but it's a good feeling that we're still here.
You know, 20 years, you guys have come a long way. And you started out just making ethanol, and you've really grown over the years to more products and to more capacity.
Yeah, it's cool. We reminisce some just right here in the foyer here, because we've got pictures. Well, the 1878 map of Christian County, we don't quite go back that far. But right. About everything else on the wall, like this picture right next to us, is Harvest 2020.
Right.
And we've got Harvest 2011. We've got a few other mementos on the wall, pictures of the site. And it just takes you back to what we've done here. 20 years ago was a 20 million gallon a year plant, about 7 million bushels a year. And today it's a 50 million gallon a year plant and about 16 million bushels. So that it's grown 2.5 times, and it's also had a really good 20 years with our parent company on the site, being Hopkinsville Elevator. The only reason why we're here is a rock quarry turned into a grain elevator in 1998. And when they decided to build this plant 2002, 2003, they hired me in 2003, and we started building a plant that has not only survived, it's flourished. Hopkinsville Elevator being 1,800 board members, 1,800 patrons,
right.
Same number of board members, same 9 board members that I got today.
Right.
That has ballooned to 3,400 members. And they're not just here in Christian County, it's all over the state. In fact, there's a large number, 700, 800 in Tennessee.
Right.
And so that has become a large co-op that supplies us with our grain. And it's been a great relationship. They're a parent company, but we are operating as an LLC with a shared board of directors.
Right.
And on this site, now we have a third sister that's showed up about, how long has it been, Tammy? 5 years that AgriChem's been here now?
Mm-hmm.
So I think AgriChem moved to this site from North Drive, and they're a large input side of the business in Hopkinsville Elevator Stable.
Pretty impressive how this has really grown. And then, you know, you started out just making ethanol, and you've grown from that too.
When we first started, it was 2 products, fuel ethanol and distiller's dried grains. Distiller's dried grains and wet grains. We have always sold some wet grains. And the first year, we tapped into our syrup tank and struck oil. So we started a new product called Distiller's Corn Oil. And then 6 months after starting up, our partner for our CO2 gas, Payne Enterprises, started up. And about 7 years later, they were bought by Airgas, and they've been with us now. That contract has been with us for 20 years.
So just a couple of products turned into 4, and here we are, more than double what you started out doing.
Yeah, I guess the distillers has always been more than one product, dry distillers, wet distillers, what we call modified distillers grains. The distillers corn oil came out of that. So today it's 15 truckloads of distillers grain as 12% moisture, and then 1 truckload a day of distillers corn oil. About 4 years ago, has it been 4 years since COVID? 2020, it became a really strange year for us. It was a strange year for everybody.
Yeah, right.
But it became a right after toilet paper got hard to find.
Right.
Hand sanitizer became hard to find, and we were able to provide a lot of actual local distilleries with a feedstock to make hand sanitizer. We have now rolled that into another high purity alcohol product that we supply food and beverage customers with several end products. Our biggest is vinegar, cooking wine, hand sanitizer, RV antifreeze, that's recreational vehicle antifreeze, and even some beverage spirits.
Pretty impressive to start out where you did, where we are today. We're going to take a little tour of the plant. We always enjoy doing that. Mick, you've become a good tour guide. You and Tammy and John Stahl have all become good tour guides over the last 20 years, too. That's always fun. I always enjoyed that.
Didn't expect that part of the business when I got here 20 years ago. I thought that it would just be a processing plant and kind of stay below the radar, and we are well above the radar.
Absolutely. We're Commonwealth Agri-Energy celebrating National Agriculture Week on 106.5 WKDZ.